We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So there's a few things that we're juggling today, obviously. The sports news, Washington, NFL changing their team name, Russell Westbrook testing positive for COVID. But then it's also Harrison Ford's 78th birthday. I haven't even gotten to my Mount Rushmore of Harrison Ford movies. It's National French Fry Day, and we are celebrating that. And I also just wanted to find out what happened Friday night. Our own Alex Dono and Dan Day went to the movies together. So Hard Rock Stadium, these are fantastic. I've been to two. They have drive-up movies, which you actually drive your car into Hard Rock Stadium, the football field, and you watch a movie from your designated area, either in your car or outside your car, but you have a designated area, and you watch a movie up on the four screens. I did Jurassic Park that way. Or there's a Fountainside Theater, which is a big screen on the outside of Hard Rock Stadium. And we saw Neverending Story that way. And again, very socially distanced and seemed to be very safe, a way to get out and enjoy a night out, but still take all the precautions. You have to wear a mask and whatnot. So Alex Dono is a huge Back to the Future fan. And they did a showing of it Friday night at Hard Rock Stadium in the drive-up theater. And Dan Day went with them. And Dono, how'd it go?
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, first of all, as you mentioned, Hard Rock Stadium does a great job with this. Very organized, very safe, very socially distant. In fact, I was kind of a little bit disappointed that I don't think it was anywhere sold out for this showing, which I was surprised because Back to the Future is a very popular movie. There were a lot of spaces available. So it's also kind of a relief because, you know, you're there with less people. So that,
'cause Jurassic Park was sold out. I thought Back to the Future was sold out. They limit the number of cars that are in there. I'm almost positive it was.
Well, it's possible in typical Miami fashion. Maybe it was sold out, but a lot of people just didn't show up. Because it seemed like there were quite a few spaces available. But I mean, it was fantastic. And I did end up finding some decent tailgating chairs. Sorry to disappoint you. So, you know, we were comfortable. We had armrests. We had a great view of the screen. You know, and you know, you would think that like having to look up at the corner screens would be a little strange. I mean, it's not. The screens are massive. And it was very comfortable being out there. The food service was very convenient. The movie is obviously awesome because it's Back to the Future. We had a fantastic time.
Dan, what was it like going to the movie with Dono?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's the only way I want to see movies now. Dono and I sitting arm in arm watching big screen football television things. And oh man, only other thing I do different is I would bring in about a case of beer. That's the only thing that I would do different.
Was Dan Day weird, Dono? Did you feel like at any time he might murder you?
No, the only thing that I noticed was, and I think this is because he's such a gentleman, he knew that, you know, that the refreshments and the food we were getting was on your tab because you had nicely offered to pay us back for everything we ordered. And I think in knowing that, Dan like went out of his way to find the cheapest sandwich on the menu, and he did not want to order a beverage. Like I just thought, like, is he human? Does he not drink anything?
No, you know what? I've done that with him. I've been out to Funky Buddha with him, and I'm like, everything's on me or whatnot. And he's like, no, I just want this one glass of beer, and that's it. Is that to be polite, Dan, or is that your style?
That's just the way I am.
Yeah, I don't know. So did you guys have a lot to talk about, Dono? Like, Dan, if it was a first date, did it go well?
I think it went really well. I mean, there was no payoff at the end, but that was kind of kind of the way I wanted it. You know what I'm saying? But I will say this.
Did Dono nerd up, though? Was Dono all nerded up for Back to the Future?
I was going to say, it's not a shtick that he does like this, I love Back to the Future. He's sitting there throughout the movie like they're in a parking lot. He's like, oh, I went to that parking lot to pay homage. And I'm like,
yeah,
hey,
get out of here.
No, yeah. Dead serious. Yeah. No, I've been to the mall that they used as the Twin Pines Mall. It's an actual mall in a suburb of Los Angeles. And I've been to the house that they use as Doc Brown's mansion. Is like a museum that looks just the way it did when they filmed the movie in 1985. And I've been to the Burger King where Marty McFly skateboarded past, like right in the beginning of the movie. Like, yeah, one of the times I went to Los Angeles, I mapped out filming locations for Back to the Future and went to three of them. And so, yeah, and I did note to Dan, like, oh, I've been in that parking lot. I've been.
Was he creeping you out, Dan? Was he creeping you out?
It was kind of like watching the director's cut or whatever, you know, like with the announcement. But then he started thinking parts of the movie are reality. He's like, ooh, and this is where he invented the skateboard. And I'm like, it's not real.
That's so excellent. Yeah.
Chuck
so you
Berry
totally
stole his idea.
Out. Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, wait.
So you were totally nerding out, Donna. Because you got to see it in a whole new methodology too, right? To
yeah,
see it
and
in
also,
the stadium.
And I love that it looked to me like the cut of the movie that they were showing was the original cut. Like it wasn't the Ultra HD remastered 2020 version. Like I think that they were using like the 1985 version of the movie, which I thought was great because you felt like this must have been what it felt like to watch this at a drive-in in 1985.
Right, like listening to an album on vinyl rather than an MP3. All right, so Dan, if this were Love Connection, and I hesitate to bring up Chuck Woolery today, but if this were Love Connection, would you have a second date with Dono?
I'm ready for another movie. Let's do it.
Dono, would you have a second date with Dan?
He's surprisingly good company. Yeah, I absolutely would.
All right. Well, we'll be back in 2 and 2. Whatever that.
They did have they had metal folding chairs though that you could borrow from the Dolphins actually.
Yes, for real?
Did. Yeah, I
that's
noticed
so
that.
Funny. Man, Donna, you came through at the end there with the beach chairs. Weren't you hot, Dan? You were wearing long sleeves and long pants.
I was very comfortable.
Huh. Were you hot, Donna?
I was a little hot, and I was wearing a t-shirt and shorts, so Dan is just not human.
Yeah, no, he's got his own, he marches to his own drum.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us, and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.